Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos Daf Ein Ches. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So here goes. The three points we're going to focus on. Number one, Abaye stated the following rule for determining the shiur of a substance that one is liable for carrying if that substance has more than one use. He says any substance that has two uses, one common and one not common, the Rabbanan follow the common use to determine the minimum shiur for liability, even if this results in a kula, in a leniency. For example, wine's common use is for drinking, while its use for healing is uncommon. The Rabbanan therefore followed its use for drinking, which is a larger measure, even though this results in a leniency. Any substance that has two uses, both of which are common, the Rabbanan followed the common use that results in a chumra, in a stringency. For example, honey is used both for eating as well as for healing. The Rabbanan followed this use for healing, even though it results in a chumra, in a stringency, since a smaller amount of honey is required for healing purposes. Point number two, the next Mishnah continues to identify the minimum shear for various substances. Included in this list are paper, that has to be enough to write a tax collector's receipt, erased paper, that has to be enough to wrap around the mouth of a small flask of balsam oil, hide, enough to make a kameah, and parchment, enough to write the smallest parchment film, which is Shema Yisrael. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa that according to the Tanna Kamma, one is only liable for carrying a tax collector's receipt, a kesher mochsin, if he's not yet shown it to the tax collector. Once he has, it no longer has a use, and therefore one is no longer liable for carrying it. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he is still liable since he has a need for it. There's a machlokes about what Rabbi Yehuda meant that he has a need for it. Abai says that he will retain the receipt in case the tax collector sends runners after him to check if his taxes were paid. If he couldn't prove that he paid, he'd be brought back to the official to be cleared. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he would keep the receipt to avoid this. Rava and Ravashi bring alternative pshatim. So once again, the three points are, number one, Abaye stated the following rule for determining the shiur of a substance that one is liable for carrying if that substance has more than one use. Any substance that has two uses, one common and one not common, the Rabbanan follow the common use to determine the minimum shiur for liability, even if this results in a leniency, in a kula. For example, wine's common use is for drinking, while its use for healing is uncommon. The Rabbanan therefore followed its use for drinking, which is a larger measure, even though this results in a leniency. Any substance that has two uses, both of which are common, the Rabbanan followed the common use that results in a chumra. For example, honey is used for both eating as well as for healing. The Rabbanan followed its use for healing, even though it results in a chumra, in a stringency, since a smaller amount of honey is required for healing purposes. Point number two, the next mission continues to identify the minimum shear for various substances. Included in this list are paper, that has to be enough to write a tax collector's receipt, erased paper, enough to wrap around the mouth of a small flask of balsam oil, hide, or enough to make a kameah, and parchment, cloth, enough to write the smallest parchment of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa that according to the Tanna Kamma, one is only liable for carrying a tax collector's receipt, a kesher mochsin, if he's not yet shown it to the tax collector. Once he has, it no longer has a use, and therefore one is no longer liable for carrying it. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he is still liable since he has a need for it. There's a machlokes about what Rabbi Yehuda meant that he has a need for it. Abaye says that he will retain the receipt in case the tax collector sends runners after him to check if his taxes were paid. If he couldn't prove that he paid, he'd be brought back to the official to be cleared. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he would keep the receipt to avoid this. Rava and Ravashi bring alternative pshatim. All right, so now we're going to go to a simon, and in this case, Ein Ches was a tough one. We had ouch, we had itchy man with lice, we had ich, someone suggested brother, we had ache. But I'm going to go with a suggestion that came actually from two previous winners, Jeremy Shiewitz and Yeshua Eisenberg. They suggested ach, like a child going ach, or terrible tasting food, ach. So Ein Ches is going to be a child going ach. So here goes. The child went ach as he spit out the terrible tasting medicine made of wine and honey all over the paper receipt, when all of a sudden there was a knock on the door, and it was a tax collector's runner. Once again in slow motion. The child went ach, ach, that means run, Ein Ches. The child went ach as he spit out the terrible tasting medicine made of wine and honey, which reminds us, Abaye stated the following rule for determining the shiur of a substance that one is liable for carrying if that substance has more than one use. Any substance that has two uses, one common and one not common, the Rabbanan follow the common use to determine the minimum shiur for liability, even if this results in a kula, and a leniency. For example, wine's common use is for drinking, while its use for healing is uncommon. The Rabbanan therefore followed its use for drinking, which is a larger measure, even though this results in a leniency. Any substance that has two uses, both of which are common, the Rabbanan follow the common use of results in a chumra, in a stringency. For example, honey is used both for eating as well as for healing. The Rabbanan fault is used for healing, even though it results in a chumra, in astringency, since a small amount of honey is required for healing purposes. So the child went ach as he spit out the terrible tasting medicine made of wine and honey all over the paper receipt, which reminds us the next mission continues to identify the minimum shear for various substances. Included in this list are paper, there has to be enough to write a tax collector's receipt, a raised paper, enough to wrap around the mouth of a small flask of balsam oil, or hide, enough to make a kamea, and parchment cloth, enough to write the smallest parchment film, which is Shema Yisrael. So the child went ach as he spit out the terrible tasting medicine made of wine and honey all over the paper receipt, when all of a sudden there was a knock on the door, and it was a tax collector's runner. Which reminds us, it was taught in a bright that according to the Tanakhama, one is only liable for carrying a tax collector's receipt, Hakesher Mochsin, if he has not yet shown it to the tax collector. Once he has, it no longer has a use, and therefore one is no longer liable for carrying it. Reb Yudah holds that he's still liable since he has a need for it. There's machlokes about what Reb Yudah meant that he has a need for it. Abaye says that he'll retain the receipt in the case the tax collector sends runners after him to check if his taxes were paid. If he cannot prove that he paid, he would be brought back to the official to be cleared. Reb Yudah holds that he would keep the receipt to avoid this. Rava and Ravashi bring alternative pshatim. So once again, the child went ach as he spit out the terrible tasting medicine made of wine and honey all over the paper receipt, when all of a sudden there was a knock on the door, and it was a tax collector's runner. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldberg from Zichu, wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.